Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Governor Laura Kelly Thursday vetoed Republican legislation aimed at ending gender-affirming care for children and teens and another sweeping GOP proposal for preventing transgender people from using bathrooms and other public facilities associated with their gender identities. Her actions highlighting how the Republican-leaning state has become a fiercely contested battleground. And a Southwest Kansas man was arrested Wednesday as part of an investigation into drug trafficking.
Jesse Trujillo, who lives in Garden City, is facing multiple charges. Authorities served a search warrant at his home and found evidence including 2.4 pounds of methamphetamine, 1 gram of cocaine, 8 THC gummies, and items indicating the distribution and consumption of illegal narcotics. A stolen firearm and other stolen property were found. Trujillo was taken into custody for an active felony warrant, currently being held in the Finney County Jail. I'm JP Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and...
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 66, which is a bipartisan bill that allows Kansas to join the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact, making it easier for educators within the multi-state agreement to move to and work in Kansas. And the bill also expands scholarship opportunities for Kansans studying to become teachers. Governor Kelly said teacher shortages have been a challenge across the country, but it's been particularly tough on Kansas's rural communities. So this bill addresses the teacher shortage here in Kansas by helping to fill vacancies with qualified educators who want to move to our state. She said that's good for our students, for our rural communities, and for our growing economy. This bipartisan legislation preserves the existing state-based licensure system while creating an alternative path to licensure for teachers relocating to and from a compact state. Not only does this create an agreed-upon regulatory framework for teacher reciprocity, it also speeds up the application process for relocating licenses, reduces time and resources spent by licensing agencies, and adds one more tool to the State Board of Education licensure toolbox. In addition to Senate Bill 66, Governor Kelly also signed Senate Bill 123, which will grow Kansas's educator workforce by expanding the Promise Scholarship Program to students pursuing degrees in elementary and secondary education. This bill also creates the Adult Learner Grant Act, which is a grant for adult learners pursuing certain fields of study, and it creates an incentive program for schools to support students pursuing careers and technical education, and allows veterans and their families to qualify for in-state tuition. Kansas game wardens are advising residents to keep an eye out for rattlesnakes, whether they're alive or dead. In a post on its Facebook page, the Department of Wildlife and Parks game wardens said that a dead Massasauga rattlesnake was removed from the McPherson County State Fishing Lake area on Wednesday to protect any children or pets that may have wandered across it. And the post also warns that rattlesnakes can still inject venom for some time after death. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said that of the 42 species of snakes in Kansas, there are four native venomous snakes. The prairie rattlesnake, which is found in the western half of the state, the Massasauga rattlesnake, found in the eastern two-thirds of the state, the timber rattlesnake, which is in the eastern fourth of the state, and the copperhead, which is in the eastern third of the state. And they added that cottonmouths are very rare in Kansas. Game wardens said wild reptiles, alive or dead, can only be collected for non-commercial purposes, cannot be bartered or sold, and a hunting license is required. Governor Kelly has signed off on the bill that would eliminate much of the costs around concealed carry license issuance fees. House substitute for Senate Bill 116 arrived at the governor's desk on Thursday, April 20th, and she approved of the legislation, which will take away a barrier to safety training for concealed carry for Kansas residents. The bill eliminates $100 from the total concealed carry license issuance fee, which is currently set at $132.50. A $16 fee paid to the Kansas Department of Revenue for the issuance and renewal of the concealed carry license card will also be removed, alongside a $25 fee paid to renew the license and a $15 late fee for failure to renew the license. The bill passed the Senate with a vote of 27 to 10 and the House with a vote of 86 to 37 earlier this year. The fiscal note attached to an earlier version of the bill stated that the Kansas Department of Revenue issues an average of 21,139 concealed carry licenses per year, and by removing the license fees under the bill, it would cause a loss of $1.2 million in state revenues for fiscal year 2024. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well-child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, and chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
National Work Zone Awareness Week in Kansas started on April 17th and will run through April 21st. And National Work Zone Awareness Week educates the public of the need for safety in work zones, as it brings to light the hazards and dangers of driving through work zones and how to avoid them. A few Kansas work zone facts to know includes that about 85 to 90% of the time, the people injured in work zone crashes are motorists. In 2022, in Kansas, 13 people died in work zone crashes and 341 people were injured. Fines are double in all Kansas work zones, whether they're a major construction project or a short-term maintenance project, so if you don't slow down, you will pay up. Some of the top contributing circumstances of work zone crashes includes inattention, following too closely, driving too fast for conditions, improperly changing lanes, and violating the right-of-way. The Kansas Move Over Law requires motorists on four-lane highways to switch to the lane furthest from any stationary vehicle displaying flashing lights, if it's safe to do so, and on two-lane highways, you need to slow down and proceed with caution. Speeding up to 65 miles per hour from 55 miles per hour will only save you a minute on a six-mile trip, and citations carry a $195 fine plus court costs. The Kansas Department of Transportation offers a couple of tips to follow in work zones that include to follow traffic control and expect delays, pay attention and be alert, watch for workers, allow ample space between vehicles, and change lanes when directed to do so. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Communications Division at 785-296-3585. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, April 17th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room. And in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department reported to the commission on an estimate to repair the Cat 613C scraper. The quote was prepared by Foley Equipment in the amount of $4,134.22, and this included transportation to Colby for the repair. However, Rob stated that the county could save $1,427.40 if they delivered and picked up the machine. The commission agreed and approved the repair quote, and the cost will be shared 50-50 with the solid waste department since the machine is shared equipment. The commission discussed security at the county shop and yards, and the commission discussed a security option and felt that it would be a good idea to look into a system. Rob agreed and will contact a firm that calls on the county. Doug Minson with Foley Equipment was present to see if the commission had any questions about the bids that were left last week for the Cat grader. And Doug also provided information requested by the commission for the extended one-year warranty from 84 months and 7,000 hours to 96 months and 8,000 hours. Brad Smith with Murphy Tractor was present to deliver some additional quotes for the JD grader, and Brad quoted a price on the 670G unit that was used for a demo in Norton County. After discussion and making an adjustment with Foley for the trade-in value of the county's 140H, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the quote from Foley Equipment for the Cat 140-15J and to trade the 140H with a trade difference of $273,134.45. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. David Anderson, the Director of Clinical Programs, Carla McPhee, an education specialist with High Plains Mental Health, and Lindsay Peterson, the Norton County Board Representative to High Plains Mental Health, were present to review the annual report. Norton County's annual number of patients served in 2022 was 405, and this compares to the 370 in 2021. The patient care needs of service showed the age group 25 to 59 years of age with 49.38% and the age group of 10 to 19 years of age with 24 to 69% of the county's patient care. And Norton County has a full-time office and staff for High Plains Mental Health. In the 20-county area that is served by High Plains, a total of 7,149 individuals received care in 2022. Mr. David Anderson thanked the commission for their continued support with the tax levy and presented the 2024 budget request. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the April 4, 2023 commission minutes with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the April 10, 2023 commissioner minutes with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motions passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until April 28 of 2022. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
This Saturday, it's Spring Discount Day at Baumgars. That means 17% off almost everything that isn't already on sale. Baumgars has even extended their hours so you can't be late.
Open all day from 7:30 to 8.
It's one of the best shopping and savings events of the year. Save on everything you need this Saturday only. Discount Day. Family owned for over 75 years. We'll always have
what you need.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Partisan differences over limiting SNAP spending, more than 80% of the farm bill, were on full display at a Senate Ag Subcommittee hearing. Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman chaired his first Senate hearing as he returned from treatment for clinical depression after a stroke last year.
Hunger is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's all of our issue that we have to take it on. We need to come together and stop playing political games with Americans' access to food.
The panel's top Republican, Indiana's Mike Braun, is planning to offer a food box pilot and his Hands Up Act to boost state efforts to find jobs for able-bodied adults without dependents.
Today, 18 states, including California and New York, operate with full state waivers. And in fact, half of SNAP's ABA WDs live in waived areas, many of which actually have low unemployment and ample job listings.
But it was a GOP farm bill push to force more recipients to work after pandemic deferred requirements revive. That prompted this from the Center on Budget and Policy's priorities, Ty Jones Cox.
Expand SNAP's existing harsh work reporting requirements rely on faulty assumptions. Research shows that taking SNAP benefits away from people doesn't help them find jobs or higher earnings. It just leaves them and their families with less money for food.
But from James Whitford, head of Watered Gardens Ministries, Missouri's largest private anti-poverty group.
Dependency is a national epidemic. Consider for just a moment that there are more people who are dependent on federal anti-poverty programs than there are people living in poverty. Just in the food stamp program alone, we have 5 million people dependent on it who are above the poverty line.
You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll have some clouds over the weekend, but some sunshine as well. Occasionally gusty wind and generally fair weather, but it will stay cool. Our next storm system arrives late Sunday, and it looks like it'll bring a chance of showers statewide on Monday. Temperatures will stay fairly cool over the weekend, especially tomorrow, with highs only in the 50s, warming up a little bit on Sunday. Looks like we'll drop to near or below freezing in the northern and eastern counties overnight, so a freeze warning is in effect there. With a stronger high-pressure system moving in, the wind will stay breezy to gusty at least through tomorrow, letting up a little bit on Sunday. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure from the central Rockies is moving into western Kansas. We'll get sunshine through the rest of today, although a few clouds may move in. Wind will be generally out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour with a few higher gusts. A minor low-pressure system is over eastern Colorado. We might get a little bit of cloud cover from that, but mostly fair weather through the rest of today. Strong high pressure builds in tomorrow, so it should be a sunny and breezy day, but that is a cooler air mass, so our highs will stay in the 50s statewide with gusty wind. Looking at the rest of the weekend, we'll get sunshine on Sunday, increasing clouds in our western counties, still a little bit breezy, but afternoon highs will be back in the 60s. Our next low arrives late Sunday. Looks like most of the state has a chance of rain for Monday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 50s with mid to upper 20s overnight. North central, mid to upper 50s with upper 20s to low 30s for tonight's lows. Northeast, upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight, we're in the low 30s. Low 60s southwest and low 30s overnight. South central, mid to upper 60s. And tonight, we're in the mid to upper 30s. Mid to upper 60s southeast and mid to upper 30s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
With pastures greening up, it is time to process those cattle for spring grass season. Your friends at Valley Vet Supply can help you make sense of a calf vaccination program to avoid clostridial disease, pink eye, and summertime pneumonia. Valley Vet offers the high-quality brands like BovaShield, Pyramid, Vista, Endovac, Cattlemaster, and many others. And now is the time to prepare for next year's successful calf crop with an annual vaccine approach for cow herd pregnancy protection. The professionals at ValleyVet can assist you in planning your vaccine program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The Nasdaq.